Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's the Tuesday show, but even more important than that, I mean, this is like earth-shattering news, if you haven't been paying attention, and I really haven't been talking about it lately, and it's how I got inspired to talk about changes. It's my birthday, that's why. So when thinking about my birthday, thinking about the show, and thinking about, what's appropriate for a birthday show, what seems to be appropriate, and changes, that word came to me. So we're going to talk about changes. We're going to talk about how to make changes, how to change habits, that sort of thing. And if you want to know what spirit has to say to you, maybe your dead relatives, about changes that you want to make, because we always make changes. Change is the most constant thing that we have in our lives, isn't it? Okay, now, I didn't say the birthday thing to get you to say happy birthday or sing to me or anything crazy like that. But if you want to appreciate my birthday at all, I've been looking at this Mini Cooper. It's the Countryman. So, I'll take one of those if you want to show appreciation for my birthday. Okay. Seriously, folks. No, seriously. Back to a more serious thing. I see I have a caller. I'm in a good mood. Hey, I took myself to breakfast this morning, which is kind of nice. I don't do that very often during the week. I usually eat at home, healthy. It was healthy. It was a relatively healthy meal. And I'm going to the movies tonight, which is kind of fun. Got a free ticket to a movie, so it's a birthday thing. See, we get lots of fun things. And I've been spending my morning, a good part of my morning, not talking to clients, but responding to birthday wishes on Facebook. So that's kind of nice. You know, it's nice to know that people are thinking about you enough to take a moment and wish you a happy birthday. Isn't that kind of true? Isn't that kind of cool? I think it's cool. You know, I really appreciate that a lot. So what are we doing here? Oh, I'm going to take calls, and then I'm going to talk about changes, and I'm going to talk, I have an Abraham quote for you that's kind of appropriate, tied into this. And I get these new emails from lifehack.org, and there was a cool article in there, 10 psychological tricks that can make your life much easier. And I thought I would go through this, some of them. We'll kind of blitz through them. There's some of them I thought were kind of cool. And then, the ones on changes, articles on making changes, like 7 ways to make big changes in your life. That sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it? 7 ways to make big changes. And then the other one is 7. The number 7 seems to come up. Maybe I like the number 7. Number 7, 7 little habits that can change your life and how to form them. Okay. That sounds good. We'll have some fun with that. And whatever calls and whatever dead people come through and want to talk, and spirit guides and famous people and everything else that want to talk to us, we'll do all of that, all of the above. Okay, so what am I doing? Oh, I'm taking a call, and then we're going to get into the rest of the show. See, yeah, thank you. I wasn't, just send the Mini Cooper. Don't have to give me any wishes. Okay. Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm trying to manifest. Okay. I'm trying to manifest a Mini Cooper, the Countryman. I put it more and more. I put it out the universe, and I see a bunch of them now. I don't know why. I just kind of think they're cute and they're kind of attractive. And it's a cool little car, and my car is getting older. So I thought, hey, it's a good time to manifest something some way or another, right? This is really a test to the universe on this one. Hello.
Hi, George. Happy birthday.
See, I wasn't asking for that, but, just send Mini Coopers. Don't ask. I'm kidding. Who am I talking to?
This is Tanika.
Tanika? Tamika.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just listening like I do every day when you're on. I try to catch you, and I don't have any questions today. I'm going to
You don't have any questions. You don't have any questions. Well, let's see if somebody wants to speak to you. Maybe one of your dead relatives or something, right?
Okay.
You ready? Are you up for this? You can say, no, I don't want to hear anything, and that's fine, too.
Well, why not? I guess so. I was going to cut you some slack for your birthday, but no problem.
No, don't cut me slack. I like to hear from spirit, okay?
Okay.
Because I could have not done the show, but I thought, no, let's do it. Let's have some fun. It's a male figure and it's in your father's side of the family and it feels like a great grandfather or something like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hear he's a feisty old dude. He was a feisty old dude, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. So let me give you specifically what he would say to you about your life. Okay, since we're about changes today, I'm going to see if he has anything about changes that are coming up for you. Okay? Interesting terminology I hear. He says that there is pocketbook changes coming up for you. Do you know what I mean by a pocketbook changes?
No.
Well, you know what a pocketbook is. Well, it's like what you carry your money around in, okay? The old-fashioned type. It's not like a purse. It's something you carry money in, right?
Okay.
And so there's pocketbook changes coming for you, so there must be money changes coming to you. And I get the picture of this old black pocketbook that people used to carry money in, and it's overflowing. So there's an overflowing. Now, I don't know what you think about money, if you want money. If you don't want money, we'll just ignore this whole thing, right?
No, I need money. He's right. I know what he's talking about. I need it right now.
Okay, so I see this overflow of money in this little wallet kind of thing, okay? It's the black type. It looks like a little bit like a purse, but it's much smaller, and it has a clasp on the top, and it's overflowing with money. It's not change, but it's bills, okay? Dollar bills. Or maybe they're hundreds. I don't know. I don't see the denomination. So, yeah, there's money coming to you, dear. Basically,
that's good.
They're trying to work on you. They're trying to work with you so that you will have things to appreciate in your life, or to a greater extent, have things to appreciate in your life. Okay?
Yeah.
Because you appreciate things now. You are an appreciative person, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So you're going to have more. Relax. If you believe it, it'll come. I always tell people, if you believe it, it's actually going to come. If you don't believe it, then they just put it on the sidelines. Okay?
Yeah, that's great.
So expect your purse to be full of money or whatever it is soon.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Thanks. I'll keep listening.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. That's an interesting. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry. Okay, hold on 1 second. I got two people on at the same time. Nope. Now I got one person on. Whew, that was scary. I pushed the wrong button. Hello.
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 Hello. I pushed the wrong button.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And do you have a name?
Yes. My name is Pat.
Pat, and what's going on with Pat today?
Maybe you can just tell me what you see. I'm very discouraged about trying to survive.
Okay. Well, let's you know, that's a huge subject, and we don't have a lot of time to get into all the details. But let me just try to give you an encouraging message, an inspiring message from one of your dead relatives, you know what I mean by dead relatives, and see if they have something to say to you that might kind of lift you up a little bit today. You're not going to make a major shift. You're not going to suddenly become this different person overnight. Changes sometimes take time, right? So let me see what I hear. Female energy, mother's side of the family, great, going way back, kind of way back machine here. And it feels more like an aunt than a grandmother, okay? It has that kind of off-to-the-side energy like an aunt. That it just feels very much like a great-great-great-aunt or something like that on your mother's side of the family. Lovely female energy, who wants to tell you. Now, what does she want to tell you? Because, well, first of all, she says she doesn't, she understands why you're discouraged and why you're kind of down. And there's nothing immediate that we can say today that's going to lift you up other than you need to have faith that you're being watched over and that whatever you've gone through in the past, as difficult as it has been, it's not really a test in the full sense. It's just circumstances fell upon you. I don't think she wants to get into all the details of why and so forth, because that's not fair. Because don't take total blame for the situation. Don't take total blame. We are to some degree responsible for our situations, but as we go down a road, it seems to compound itself, and that's what's happened in your life. But you still need to know that there is a rescue coming for you, a rescue. I don't know if it's a physical rescue or a spiritual rescue, but there's a rescue coming that'll gradually pull you out of the murk and mire that you're in. Okay? Just try to work towards positivity as much as you can, because And the illustration or the metaphorical picture I get is somebody who's stuck in a swamp and somebody gives them a rope and is now pulling them out of the swamp. You're going to get pulled out of the swamp of life, okay? Slowly, but you're going to be pulled out. If you're pulled out too quickly, you won't be able to deal with it very well. So it's a gradual pulling you out of the swamp of life. And your spirit family is going to do that for you, whether they use a human agent or not. It doesn't really matter, because it's going to take place. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
It will happen. It will happen. But be patient. It's going to take them some time, because you've been buried in this swamp for quite a while, right?
Yeah.
So they're saying to you, okay, so don't expect it overnight, but we'll pull you out of the swamp. We'll pull you out from under all this. Just have faith that it can't come to you, that miracles can still happen for you.
Thank you. Do you think it's going to start soon? Will it begin a little bit soon?
Okay. Well, that's a good question. Let me see what I get for you. No. Well, how I hear it, and this is kind of an interesting way of putting it to you, is that as soon as you decide to grab onto the rope, which means accepting that you can get assistance from not just physical acceptance, but spiritual assistance, as soon as you grab onto the rope, the pull will start. So you can do it immediately. You can just say, thank you very much, family out there in the non-physical world. I'm ready to be pulled out. Start pulling on it. I'm going to grab the rope and hold on.
Okay. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Yes. See, isn't it about change? We're talking about change today. And she got a great, beautiful message about change, that change is going to come about. And that sometimes you have to accept change can take place, right? You have to believe that it can take place. You have to believe. And that's kind of what I do, is I try to talk to people about, is the things that you want in life don't come about unless you believe that they can come about. If you're a doubter and a questioner and in the fear state all the time, it's really hard to manifest everything you want or to make the changes. So you have to accept, yes, I can get the help. Let's use the word God here, but I use the word source, that source energy has the capability of using various resources, whether it be human or spirit, or in some cases animals, right, to get us out of the funks that we're in. You know, you watch enough animal videos, dogs and cats, that it kind of lightens us up, makes us feel better. So the essence of here is, yes, they will do it for us. We just have to grab onto the rope and don't let go. That's the key. Don't let go. Because sometimes they'll start to pull us and they'll start to move forward and they'll start to make those changes. And then we'll get fearful and we'll let go of the rope. And then we slide back down. So never let go of the rope when Spirit Source is assisting you to get out of the funks that you're in, or to help you make the changes that you need to make. Because change is really an interesting thing. Sometimes it takes time. Okay, we're going to talk about change a little bit more. Anybody else want to call in and talk about it? Let me give you an Abraham quote from the Abraham material, and it's kind of related to what we're talking about. We'll go to the Canadian thing. I lived near Canada. I lived in Michigan, near Detroit, and we used to get Canadian television from Windsor, Ontario. So we used to hear the Canadian accents. Believe it or not, they have an accent. I don't think it's changed over the years. I don't know if they use the same words that they used to use. I remember they used to talk about the boot and the bonnet on the car, the bonnet being the hood. We call the hood. They used to call it the bonnet, which I thought was kind of interesting. And the boot would be the trunk. I remember that as a kid. Oh, they're talking about the boot and the bonnet. Ew. How different is that, right? Okay, so we're going to drop the Canadian thing for a while. I'm just kind of riffing, I guess, a little bit, drifting along here, having some fun. It is my birthday, so I can play, right, a little bit. Please allow me to play. Again, if you appreciate my birthday, you can put that bow on that Mini Cooper for me. So I keep putting it out to the universe, and the more people I tell about it, the more likely it is to happen. Okay, this is an Abraham quote from The Money and the Law of Attraction in 2008. Boy, I can't talk. You have the ability to pivot under any and all conditions. Do you know the word pivot here? You know, it's like the instant turn, like in basketball, you can pivot. You can shift from one direction to another direction. You just move your foot or move yourself and pivot. I love the word pivot. But most of you are habitual in your nature. Ooh, your patterns are so well entrenched that at times the fastest path to the joy you seek is for you to take your pivot as you sleep. Isn't that interesting? Take your pivot. Take that shift that you want to take. Take that movement that you want to take in a different direction while you sleep. By reaching for good feeling thoughts before you go to sleep and then experiencing the benefit of a quiet mind that occurs while you sleep, then upon awakening, immediately turning to good feeling thoughts, you can accomplish the ultimate pivoting experience. Let's say you're in a bad, funky place, right? You know, life is kind of tough and I want to get here, but I just don't see how to do it. So what Abraham's telling you to do, and I think psychologists will agree with you. I don't know if there's any psychologists listening. You decide at night, I'm going to think about some really good things. I have some really good things. I'm going to think about things that I really appreciate and really love, my dog, my cat. I can visualize where I want to be, and that has to feel really good where I want to be. I can visualize being in love and what it feels like. Make sure you just stay in that really positive thing before you go to sleep. And then when you wake up, you kind of set that tone. So when you wake up, you can go back to that good feeling thought, those good feeling things, the things that you really want to be in your life. And so you start to move that direction. You start moving and making those changes towards where you want to be and what you want in life. See, the guy snuck in the idea of a change into that one, didn't I? So it's about changes, making changes by at night, setting the tone to make changes, setting the mindset. Imagination is very powerful. Didn't Einstein say something about imagination? That using our imagination, and at night we set our imagination in work, in play, to create the world we want. It's about creating the world you want. It's moving from the world you're in to the world you want. Now, the question is, do you believe that? do you accept that idea that through your imagination, through your visualization, through your appreciation, that you can make those shifts, that you can make those changes? Why not? I always ask people, well, I don't know about that. Look, my life and blah, blah, blah. And the way I'm doing it, I'm going, is that working for you? Is that really working for you? The way you're doing things right now, is it really working for you? Are you at where you want to be? And if the answer is no, why not try something different? Kind of jump into it. You can't jump into it with one toe or one foot. You have to completely jump into the water. And it's simple, and it's not dangerous, and it's not going to mess up your life by just having an imagination, having appreciation, having faith, and start with little things, asking for little things, not the big, huge things all at once, because that can get discouraging, I mean, because the universe, source, takes time. Things have to be aligned to make things happen. So the little things, the simple things like a cup of coffee, a movie ticket, something nice for your birthday, don't take as long as that Mini Cooper that I'm talking about. That might take a little bit longer to for the universe to arrange, right? So what are you looking for? Okay, chat room group people, what do you want? What do you want to manifest? What do you want? What changes do you want to make in your life? What's a big change you want to make, or a little change that you want in your life and you want to manifest? Just kind of throw it out there for ideas. What do you think? Is there anything you want to change? Do you know how to get there? Can you trust that it's going to come about? Do you have faith that it possibly can come about? Okay, so let me get into these articles. And if anybody else wants to call, and we'll let what your relatives or some famous person who is no longer on the physical plane speak to you about some things that are going on and the changes you want to make, and we'll look into your future. I love to do that. I love to look into people's future and see. Now, sometimes it's metaphorical, like that lady that I was just talking to. It's very metaphorical about the rope and holding onto the rope, and they're going to pull her out of it. Now, spirit does it sometimes on their own, or spirit will use human people to do it, but it does happen. Okay, so let me get into an article or two. Okay, well, let's just do this one. 7 ways to make big change in your life. It's from the Huffington Post. It's on their area of called Voices, that's interesting. And the article is by Sam Edwards. Nope, that's not it. Sam's not the one. Sam's the one who took the picture. Oh, Jan Glantz, G-L-A-N-T-Z, Glantz. Yes, and she has a Twitter account under her name if you're so inclined to follow her after this. So we'll get into the intro on this. I'll just jump right into here. Here's a list of other big changes you can start making in small ways. Appreciate what you have in your life on a daily basis. When we scroll through Instagram or marvel over the adventures and perfectly filtered lives of our friends, or get suffocated by our to-do list at work, our minds start to harp on what we wish we had, right? More time to sleep, or a week vacation to Costa Rica, or whatever it might be you might have, right? A few months ago, a friend of mine told me about morning pages. Before you start your day in the morning, you flip open a notebook and write down 3 pages of whatever you want. If you don't know what to write, you can write IDK for 3 entire pages. I don't know. And you can write about what's on your mind, in your dreams, or on your plate for the day. Lately, I've been using this to wake up and remind myself what I'm grateful for. A morning list of things, tiny or large, that I sometimes forget the world mean the world to me, at least more than any stressor that's on the Monday's agenda. Now, I like that because we go back over that a little bit, just kind of review that a little bit. the morning list of things, tiny or large, that I sometimes mean that mean the world to me. Things you appreciate, the little things. Start with the little things that you appreciate. And I talk about this all the time. The Abraham material talks about it. Other teachers talk about it. You're probably tired of hearing about appreciation, gratefulness, right? But it starts there. It always starts with gratefulness or appreciation. It always starts, you know, the expression is, if you're appreciating things in your life, you will be given more to appreciate. If you look and appreciate things in your life, you will be given more to appreciate. That's the whole concept behind it. And it makes you feel good to appreciate things. You know, you can't flip into negative right away, but you start to appreciate things more and more. I like this. Express your vulnerability. Compliment someone once a day, the lady sitting next to you on the subway with baby blue nails, or the woman standing in front of you at the checkout line who has a delicious selection of food in their cart. Instead of thinking about something positive you feel about them, tell them. Oh, that's interesting. Tell them. Yeah, I like that sweater a lot. That's a beautiful sweater you have on. I love that coat. It's an amazing coat. You know, whatever it is, like the one about the market. Ooh, wow. Have you eaten that before? Is it really good? You know, that looks like great looking, whatever you're buying there, right? You can always find things to appreciate about people. Little things. Find somebody just every day. Find somebody to say something nice about and appreciate what they have. Tell them. And while you're eating a salad with your best friend on Sunday afternoon, tell her what she means that she means the world for you. You're so thankful she puts up with you. And say that to your children. Thank you. I appreciate you, children. I appreciate you're in my life. What's the last time you thank your children for being in your life and that the joy that they bring into your life? They might go, whatever. But what about your partner? What about your parents? What's the last time you thanked your parents? Now, I know some people have issues, but let's just let that go. You can always find something nice to say about your parents. Something, absolutely something. At least one thing you can say nice about your parents. But what's the last time you appreciated them and said, you know, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me. I really appreciate it. Doesn't that warm your heart to do that? So tell your parents that you don't know how the heck they've had so much patience as they do, or the intern who sits across from you that you appreciate how hard she is working, and things will eventually get easier. Just appreciate things for people. Compliments put you out there as if you're pulling open the curtain of a Broadway stage opening and stepping out and speaking your mind like people these days rarely do. So it's not just thinking these things. Oh, wow, I really appreciate my mother, and she did all these wonderful things, and she did this, and she took me to that class, and it helped me a lot, and helping with my homework when I was growing up. And my father didn't put up with my stuff. He called me on my stuff, right? Dad, I appreciate you for calling me on my stuff, calling me on it, working with me, showing me things, right? Appreciating. And it's verbalizing these things. Now, what if they've passed? What if they're no longer in the physical form? Well, they're in the non-physical form. You can still appreciate them. You can still tell them. You can just say, hey, Dad, hey, I know you're out there somewhere. I really appreciate how you helped me. And I really appreciate your guidance. Can you help me now a little bit more? You know, can I help you now? Can you help me now? You were so good for me when you were alive. And I really appreciate your help. I really appreciate when you gave me that money when I was really down. You did this for me. You did that for me. Your siblings, thank you. You know, appreciate your siblings. I know I'm going on and on, but think about the little things or people that you can appreciate in the physical and the non-physical world. Well, let me check back with you guys if anybody wants to talk to me. Oh, I do have somebody who wants to talk to me. Okay, so we're talking about changes here. And I know I got into this little subject, a little different subject here, but these are changes you can make. And it's appreciating those, being vulnerable, saying thank you, to people. I appreciate you for this or that. Let me take a call, and we'll get back to more of those. It's an interesting article, isn't it? Hello.
Hi, George. Happy birthday again.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the movie today. Do you know what movie it is?
It's called The Accountant.
Oh, I haven't heard of it.
What's his name? Not Matt Damon, the other guy that's like him. Yes. It's got pretty good reviews, I guess. It's a big movie. Okay, so what's going on with you today? We're talking about changes. So what changes do you want to make? What's the change you want to make?
You are aware of all the changes I want to make more than I am aware of. I wanted to ask can I ask if there is any message from spirit or from any of my ancestors?
I don't know who this is, and I just get a message real quick. And you know, we're on the subject of change, so they're using that subject, that concept, and they're saying to you, expect rapid change in the near future. Expect rapid changes in the near future. That's your message. Okay? Ready? Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay,
indeed.
That's your message for the day. Expect rapid changes in the near future. Now, don't go negative on that. Stay positive, because you got to focus on, there's some positive changes coming. Okay? Go for it.
Yeah. Anything I need
to be ready?
Be
ready.
About?
Other than change coming? No. Just expect change.
No, as in when the change comes, anything I need
be... I'm sorry. Well, go ahead. But I'm trying to move on here. Go ahead.
Okay, no. Carry on with what you were reading. I'll hang up. Thank you.
No, I mean, just expect change. That's all your message is going to be, is expect change, okay? Rapid change.
Okay.
Quick. Bam. Done. It's all over. You've moved on to something better. Quick. Okay? Very good.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you, Joe. And you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. I don't think Spirit wanted to go any further into that. I think that was his message. You know, sometimes they give me a message, and then they just cut it off. Like, that's it. That's what you're going to get today. That's all you're going to get. And it's like, okay. Not to try to offend anyone, but when Spirit says, that's it, we're done. Okay. I'm going, okay, we're done. That's it for that message, which is kind of a cool thing, guess. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate that a lot. Yes. Okay, I have calls. Got another caller. I'll be there in a second. So we talked about seven small ways to make big change in your life. One is being vulnerable by just telling people, hey, that was a beautiful dress you got on today. Or, you know, I like this one, and I'll be right back to the caller. I'll be there in a minute, but I like this one. Feel more comfortable in your skin. This is a short one, so it won't take very long. Add an extra 10 minutes to your workout. If you don't work out regularly, try to do just 10 minutes 3 times a week. You can watch 2 sets of commercials during that time. So while you're waiting for your show to come back on, do some jumping jacks, push-ups, squats. Every week, add another 10 minutes till you've mastered a routine that works for you. It's basically exercise. They're saying go out, you know, do it in the home. Get a workout bike, you know, not bike, but, you know, those things, machines or whatever it is. Or you go walk. Walk for 10 minutes a day or 15 minutes a day is really good for you. Just go walk. No, brisk walk for 15 minutes is what you need. So being more comfortable with who you are by walking, by exercising. Changes you can make. Do it slow. You don't start with a 3-hour hike out up the face of Mount Everest, right? No, I don't think so. You start with a walk around the neighborhood. I got a dog, so I get to take my dog out, which is kind of like I was walking before my dog, and now I'm walking with my dog. Sometimes she's slow. She's almost 8, believe it or not. All that time has gone by. Okay, I got to call her. I'm rambling on. See, birthday days, and you kind of ramble on about stuff. Hello?
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And who is this?
Lena.
Lena, so what's going on with Lena today? So what changes do you want to make?
Well, I want to...
We're going to start with small ones. They're not big ones. We're little ones. Let's start with little ones because big ones are harder to get.
I want to lose some weight.
Okay, well, that's easy enough to do, isn't it?
I don't know. For some reason, it hasn't been easy for me.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different ways of doing it. But can you do it? Of course you could do it. Absolutely you can do it. You know, one of the best ways to lose weight? You know the best ways to lose weight is? Don't think about it. Don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about, you know, it's about when you eat, what you eat, and how much you eat, and how much, because exercise really doesn't do that much. I mean, it helps you to stay conscious of losing weight because you feel better. But it's mm-hmm. really about diet. It's not about diet, but it's lifestyle. Losing weight is lifestyle.
True.
It's attitude. And it's deciding that stuff's not healthy for me. It's listening to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's little changes.
Yeah,
you just gradually change to where you want. Do you know where you want to go?
The pants that I put on today, I have noticed that they do fit me better than they did last year. So apparently I have lost some weight.
Great. So you're making changes. But don't get discouraged, though. Don't let, as I was talking to this other lady earlier, don't let go of the rope. You're being pulled slowly to where you want to be. Don't let go of the rope. Okay? Did you have a specific question? I know we're talking about
changes. I started a job last week, and it's, I don't know. I know you have to give everything a chance, and there's a transition, and I'm just hoping that, you know, I just wanted to see if you think that this is going to turn into a long-term thing for me or just maybe a stepping stone, because I'm still trying to figure out these people. I'm not really sure if they're, you know, the owner seems very, like, I don't know, sort of flighty, like she doesn't really know what's going on in her company, and I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Okay, wait a minute. Here's the answer I get. And this is really simple. You will be there as long as you feel comfortable being there. You will be there as long. I'm not going to predict you're going to be there 6 months or a year or 30 years. I'm just going to say to you, and what I hear for you exactly is, you will be there as long as you're comfortable being there. So you have to decide, is this something I want to stay with, or is it something I just want to use? Set your own tone to how long you think you want to be there and how long you're going to be comfortable there. Okay? That's it. Simple thing. Mm-hmm. It's because the universe can say you're going to be there a year, and then you go, no, I'm not. I don't like it. No, I don't want to be there a year. So don't put conditions on it. Just say,
yeah.
I'm going to face this job one day at a time. Tomorrow is Wednesday. I'm going to make Wednesday the best possible day I can at this job. I'm just going to put my energy into it, going to stay positive. And then when Wednesday's over, I'm going to go to Thursday and I'm going to go to Friday. So it really is about how long you want to maintain it. Okay? Simple as that, really. Seriously. Okay? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
Bye.
That's a hard one to predict, and I don't think Spirit really wants to predict those sort of things, because if Spirit says to you, oh, well, you're going to be at this job for 6 months, then you go, I don't know about that. I don't like it. Or if they say you're going to be there a week, you go, ooh, what am I going to do in the meantime? What am I going to do after that week? You get all panicky, right? So it's better to say, hey, let's do it one day at a time. See how you feel after a while. See if it grows on you. Sometimes things need to grow on you. You need to change. You need to adapt and adjust to a new position, right? And you ask the universe, ask Source, okay, I want this to work out. I really want this job to work out. Help me to work this out. Help me to show love, show appreciation for the job, to be open to changes in my life and the changes in the job, to be adaptable. You know, if you're not working well with people, show them love. show appreciation for the people you're working with. That's an amazing thing, and it works all the time. When you can find things to appreciate about people that you're working for or with that you normally have a problem with, you're going, yeah, this person is just like, ugh, why do I work with this person? I can't believe I'm working with this person. Instead of hanging on to that energy, oh, why am I working with this person all the time? It's just driving me nuts. Find something to appreciate about that person. Maybe they're very thorough. Maybe they get things done. Okay, whatever it is, look for something to appreciate in that person. And the more you find to appreciate in somebody, the energy will shift. The more you show them love by showing appreciation. Now we go back to that vulnerability thing that I was just talking about, making changes. Tell them what you appreciate about them. Don't just keep it to yourself. You know, I appreciate how organized your desk is. That's a little thing, right? I really appreciate how prompt you are. I really appreciate this or that, how you carry yourself. I really find little things and then tell them. We all love to hear from other people that we're doing something right. We're doing something well. Now, you could go all negative on that if you want, but you don't go all negative on that. Just drop it. Appreciation, appreciation, appreciation. Show them a little love. You know, show them a little consideration. There's something I can do for you today. You look a little down. Is there something can I buy you a cup of coffee? Can I buy you some tea? I mean, this is somebody they probably don't even get along with normally, but hey, you look like you're having a stressed out day. Can I buy you a cup of coffee? Talk about changes. I mean, try it. They could get all grumpy on you. But if you work on it, if you work with appreciation for people, even people, the energy shifts. You're moving into a vibration of love. You're moving into a higher vibration. You're moving into the vibration of Source, God. And you're displaying God-like qualities to somebody. And it will have an impact. Guaranteed. Guaranteed it will have an impact on them. Okay? Try it. What else are we going to do? Oh, we have any other points? I'm running out of time here, but I'm having fun with this. I like the next one, and I'll go through this real quickly. It's changes you can make in your life. Turn off your social media for a week and insert a no-text message policy. People think that they know what's going on in your life because they see what you post on Facebook or Twitter. So they rarely call to see how you're doing or even ask when they bump into you in person. So basically what they're saying to you is spend a week dialing phone numbers of people you haven't seen in a while or heard their voice. Say you're calling for no reason other than to say, how are you really doing? Just connect with people on a personal level, not a chat room level or a chat level, but calling people and talking to them. Isn't that a kind of a cool idea? Changes. And you can use that appreciation thing. You know, I was thinking about you, and I really appreciated the things we did together, and I really appreciate the person you are, and I really appreciate how you mentored me, and or I really appreciate this about you or that about you. I haven't said that to you in a long time, but I really want to say that today. Thank you. But verbally do it, not in writing. The article is saying do it in verbally, not in writing. Try that. You don't have to shut down for a whole week, but just, you know, maybe just in a habit of calling somebody you haven't talked to in a while and saying to them, thank you. Thank you for being my friend. We haven't talked in a long time. I really appreciate your friendship. I hope you're doing well. It's nice hearing your voice again. Let's get together sometime for lunch, blah, blah, blah. You know, just, you know, throw it out there. Start communicating at that level. Okay, we're running out of time here. Thank you very much, my friends, for listening. I appreciate that a whole lot. And have a beautiful day. Make some changes. Start appreciating things more in your life. And I love you guys. I love doing the show. That's why I'm here today. And I appreciate all of you. Thank you very much. Bye.